It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And guess what? Baseball is back. That's right. They'll be getting back out onto the field this week. And while we may not be able to join them in the stadium, there's plenty of action to be had from the comfort of home. No better place to get in on that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Taking advantage of this offer is easy. All you have to do is place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team, and for every home run they hit in that game, you'll get $5 worth of free bets. So what you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Ask Ross. I'm Jim Galante. He's Ross Tucker. You just got done hearing Ross's conversation with James Franklin. Like I said at the end of quarter number two, Ross, great job. A lot of fun to hear James Franklin in that conversation. I love that he invited you to come out sometime, watch a practice, and interview all the coaches and everybody involved. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome. I gotta do that sometime. Maybe I can bring the whole KSN crew. I don't know who exactly he's inviting, but I thought that was very, very cool. And you know, like I said, he does his research. Now I've had, you know, several interactions or conversations with him over the last 4 years or whatever, but you know, he knows about the Princeton. He knows I was a Penn State fan growing up. He knows a lot. He's very, very well prepared. It's funny. I had someone say to me one time that they think he should be the president of the United States, just in the sense that he's that detail oriented and that good at running an organization. Now, I don't know anything. I don't follow politics closely. I don't know what, but he's got that type of energy and that type of attention to detail.
That's a great combination. And Ross, I will volunteer to be there for that. That would be a lot of fun. All right, let's get to our Ask Ross questions. And remember, at the end, we're going to pick the best question and they will get a KSN polo shirt. So let's get started with Kevin from Milwaukee. Kevin says, "Hey, Ross, longtime listener, first time asking a question. I keep hearing and reading Fred Hansard being picked as a breakout player for 2020. I went back and watched all his snaps versus Memphis. I just don't see it unless he takes huge strides. I personally feel better about Judge Culpepper. What are your thoughts on Hansard? Keep up the awesome work."
Ken, I agree with you. That would surprise me with Fred Hansard. I have not seen a lot of explosive ability from him. He seems to me to be a bigger body, more of a run stuffer, more of like a nose tackle that I wouldn't envision really making very many plays. I think guys like Culpepper or maybe even Hakeem Beamon or some of the younger guys might be able to pass him up this year. Now we'll see, but like I said, from the snaps I have seen of Fred over the last couple of years, I have not been overly impressed.
That's interesting. So looks like Kevin did a pretty good scouting report there. All right, next up is Ryan from Gettysburg. Ryan says, I've heard multiple people say Christian Veiu is the best quarterback of the James Franklin era. Looking at the last few classes, both Taquan Roberson and Sean Clifford were higher rated passers. I'm by no means a quarterback expert. However, the buzz around him, along with his offer sheet, seemed to reflect his potential. What about Veiu makes his future at Penn State so exciting? And do you agree that he may be the best James Franklin quarterback commit?
Well, I'm trying to go back, right, over the years. So you had McSorley, then you had Tommy Stevens, Clifford, Levis, Roberson. Like, I'm trying to think of all the kids that have committed, quarterbacks that have committed to Franklin. He might be. In terms of the offers that he has and, you know, how he was ranked, he might be the best they've gotten. Now, I don't think he has the same physical ability as Will Levis did, but Will Levis was a little bit of a late bloomer to the scenes and, you know, up in Connecticut, doesn't get as much attention. But Will Levis still went to a New York Jets combine at their facility and ended up getting scholarship offer to Florida State and some other places. So Levis was pretty skilled and talented. I don't think Veiu is any more physically gifted than Levis, that's for sure. Clifford committed so early, it was kind of hard to see. Like, I don't know when he really, I don't know what his rankings or offers were, but Clifford committed really early, I remember. So he didn't get a chance to, I think, pick up as much steam maybe as Veiu did. But I would say Veiu is right there with those guys, with Clifford, Levis. Maybe he's ranked a little bit higher. But he doesn't, he's not a lot higher. In other words, he's not on the same level as when they had a commitment from Justin Fields or some of the other guys that they've tried to get. Even Kyle McCord from St. Joe's Prep. I think Veiu is below where those guys were, but that doesn't mean he can't perform above where those guys did or above his expectations. Certainly Trace McSorley did. I think so far you could say Clifford has exceeded expectations based on where he was recruited. So Veiu was recruited pretty heavily. If he exceeds expectations, that'd be really something.
Could you just a related question to that? This is Jim from Bloomsburg asking a question, Ross. How would you rate Penn State's development of these quarterbacks? They've not recruited that five-star guy yet, but how have they done in developing the guys that they have brought in?
Well, really well, and really a lot better than the guys they inherited. You know, they inherited Hackenberg, and he went the wrong way. So they've done a lot better with the guys that they've brought in than the guy that they inherited in Christian Hackenberg, who we now know sort of had his own issues, disappointing. I think he's trying to play baseball now. I hope it works out for him. Still have tremendous respect for him standing by his commitment to Penn State, even after everything, you know, that had gone on with the Sandusky stuff. But I would say pretty well. You know, I feel like they had Stevens ready to play. They did a great job with Trace McSorley. You know, guys like McSorley and Clifford showed that they could do positive things as redshirt freshmen. And then, you know, Trey started for 3 years. Clifford looks poised to start for 3 years and get better each year. So I would say pretty darn well. Levis seems like he's coming along. So I think that would be in favor for Penn State. And I think with Kirk Ciarrocca, that should probably even be more impressive, more emphasized.
It'll be interesting to see. All right, next up is Rich from Bakersfield, California. Ross, would you rather have a spring football season with a full stadium, although likely without some of the players moving on to the NFL like Parsons and Freiermuth and Mennett, or a fall football season with all those pros prospects still there, but with very few, if any, fans? And second part of his question is, would Ohio State be hurt more by spring defections for the NFL than Penn State?
It's a great question, Rich. It's a terrific question. And I would rather have fall football. I love the fans. I wish the fans could be there. I don't know if that would be the case for the spring, but I feel like there's two issues with the spring. Number one, I almost feel like there would be an asterisk because I don't know what would happen with Freiermuth and Micah Parsons and some of these guys, right? Like, I think it's probably unlikely that they would play. So maybe Ohio State's hurt worse by that. I don't know, but it just wouldn't feel like a real season. It almost feel like a, to me, if the best players on each team aren't playing, it almost feels like a JV season, so to speak. I'd rather have no fans and see what these guys can do on the field this fall. I'd rather see Penn State play Ohio State with Micah Parsons and Pat Freiermuth and go out there and show what they can do. Now, I think it's a shame that it won't be a whiteout game. I think that really hurts Penn State, but it is what it is. The other issue is with spring football, that's a lot of football in a short amount of time. You know, if you're going to have spring football, and then if you start the next season on time, that's, you know, you're playing two seasons in a matter of 8-9 months. That's a lot on the bodies of these college football players. So I don't really care for that aspect of it either.
I'm in the same boat. I'm just so anxious for football, Ross. If it means I have to sit home and watch it on TV, I'll take it. Just because I want college football so badly. All right, let's sneak another question in, one last one. This is Nick from Berwick. Hey, Ross, is there any health advantage to playing in the South with warm weather over playing up north in the cold? Do players possibly stay healthy and see less injuries? And which would you rather play, in the cold or in the hot? And if I recall correctly, Ross, you had some time in Buffalo, so you could talk about this topic.
Yeah, well, I played for the Bills and the Patriots, certainly. I think that there probably are some advantages to being in the South, just that probably easier to get warmed up, easier to get your body going and loose, and probably, you know, maybe some of the soft tissue injuries. But then the flip side is you probably get dehydrated easier, right? I mean, it's so hot. You're losing so many fluids. So there's probably pros and cons of both if you really break it down. But I think, gosh, I'm 41 now, Jim, so I would vote South. I think the warmer it is, the better my body feels. So I'd vote South now. But as a player, I would have rather been cold than hot. I did not like playing at Miami, at Jacksonville, some of those September games. Whew, that was rough. So I'd vote for the cold.
And trust me, Ross, I'm older than you. It gets even more so. You appreciate the warm weather. All right, that's it for Ask Ross. We'll announce our winner at the beginning of quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is back. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.